Well, thank you, B, and thank you, Vonda. Thank you, David, for the wonderful music.
谢谢 Vonda, Beatrice, 还有 David, the 音乐唱诗领诗。
Well, it's good to be with you guys this morning. It's good to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天跟大家看到大家，跟大家在一起。
This morning, I want to share a message with you from the book of Ephesians.
今天早上我要讲的是以弗所书。
So I want to encourage you, if you have a Bible, to go ahead and open it to Ephesians chapter 1.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开以弗所书第一章。
And today we're going to look at just one verse, verse 3.
我们今天只看一节的圣经，就是以弗所书第一章第三节。
Do you remember when you were young? Remember those days?
你记得你以前年轻的时候的事情吗？
Maybe if you were like me, you didn't really realize all the things that your parents did for you growing up.
可能你跟我一样，不晓得在以前小的时候父母亲做的为我做的事情。
If you were like me, you didn't consider all the planning that took place before you were even born.
你不晓得父母亲在你生的以前都做的很多的事情，还要存很多钱，还要计划很多事情。
And if you were like me as a young person, you didn't realize all the effort they made every day to take care of you.
如果你是像我一样的话，我不晓得你以前小的时候每天父母亲为我做了多少的事情我都不知道。
And maybe you didn't even recognize all the preparation they were making for your future as well.
还有很多对于我未来的计划也都不知道，如果你跟我一样的话。
But then you get older.
等我们长大成人以后。
And you start to recognize, wow, they did a lot for me.
你会忽然领悟到这么多的父母亲为我做了这么多的事情。
And I think when you start to grasp everything that your parents did for you,
等到你领悟到这一点的时候，你知道父母亲做的每一件事情，为你做的每一件事情。
The natural response is to just praise them and thank them.
自然而然的反应就是会感谢他们，颂赞他们。
You naturally just desire to bless them as they've blessed you.
很自然的就会颂赞他们，感谢他们，就好像他当初一直照顾你，给了你这么多的照顾。
You begin to speak well of your parents.
你会高举他们。
And I think this truth is the same truth for us when we talk about God.
这个就好像我们现在我们要谈到我们的神。
I think sometimes we fail to bless and praise God because we fail to see all that He has first blessed us with.
我们有的时候会忘记感谢我们的神，颂赞我们的神，因为我们也是没有看到在他先爱我们，先做了很多事情，先给了我们的恩典，我们都不知道。
In these opening verses of the book of Ephesians,
我们现在来念以弗所书第一章第三节。
Paul wants us to practice an old discipline called count your blessings.
保罗在以弗所书里面开宗明义的就是叫我们要数算恩典。
So I want to start our time this morning just by reading the first three verses of this book.Just want to start by reading the first three verses of this book. So I'll read, follow along with me as I read. Ephesians chapter 1. Yep. I'm going to read in English and then Laura will read in Chinese. Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 1.This is Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, To the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
以弗所书第一章一到三节，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Do you consider yourself a blessed person this morning?
你认为你有得到神给你的恩祝福吗？
I hope so.
我希望你的答案是说我有。
Because Paul tells us in this passage that you have everything.
因为保罗在这里就告诉我们，我们已经有了所有的神给我们的祝福。
If you're taking notes with us this morning, our first point is saints have it all.
如果你是在写笔记的话，这个我们今天讲的第一点就是说，圣徒已经有了所有的祝福。
That's what Paul says here. He refers to Christians as saints.
就是保罗一开始在以弗所书里面这一节圣经里面讲，一开始就讲圣徒。
And he tells us in verse 3 that saints have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
保罗说我们圣徒已经有了每一样属天的祝福，我们都已经有了。
The word bless in this passage means to benefit or prosper.
这个属天的祝福就是在这里面解释，就是说我们有益处，神给我们的益处，还有属灵的根基和果实。
And it's very important to observe that Paul tells us that we're blessed in the past tense, if you see that in verse 3.
就在英文里面是用过去式，这个是一个很重要的，我们要注意他写的是过去式，就表示说神已经给了我们所有的一切。
He says that God has blessed us in Christ.
神已经保守我们在基督里。
Meaning that God has already given you, if you're a Christian, every spiritual blessing.
如果我们是基督徒，神已经给我们所有属灵上面的恩典。
He says that you already have them all.
我们已经有了所有的。
They're already in your account.
已经都在我们里面。
That's what every means. It means all.
英文里面那个 every 就是每一样，就是全部的意思。
So if you understand this morning that you have every spiritual blessing in your account, what else, I ask, do you need?
我们已经有了所有的，所以我们要问说，那你还需要什么呢？你还想要什么呢？
And the answer is nothing.
答案就是没有别的了。
What do you have that you still need? What do you not have that you still need?
你还有什么没有的你想要的呢？
Nothing.
答案也是别无所求。
Now you may want certain blessings.
你可能想要某一些的祝福。
But the Bible says that Christ has already given you everything you need.
圣经已经告诉我们，我们已经有了所有我们需要的。
Listen to what Paul says in Romans 8:31 through 32. I'll read it in English and then Laura, we'll read it in Chinese. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
罗马书
I got you. Sorry.
罗马书第八章三十一到三十二节，这就是刚才Drake 牧师念的英文。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So Paul tells us in Romans 8 and in Ephesians 1 that God has graciously given us all things, all spiritual blessings.
保罗就是说，神已经把所有的东西都给我们了。
Now it's important to know that God blesses us in many ways.
很重要一点，我们需要知道的就是，神是给我们很多很多各种不同方面的祝福。
He blesses us with physical blessings and spiritual blessings.
他是给我们在属地的我们肉体上面的祝福，还有在属天上面灵性上的祝福。
Physical blessings, food, water, clothing.
肉体上的祝福，譬如说我们的食物、我们的衣服、我们要喝的水。
God blesses us with sleep and shelter.
我们可以睡觉、睡眠，我们有可以地方住。
He blesses us with talents and abilities and skills.
给我们祝福，给我们天赋、能力还有技术。
These are some of the physical blessings that God gives us.
这是我们在肉体上面的神给我们的祝福。
But God doesn't promise all physical blessings to you.
神也没有应允说你一定有一个工作，好的工作。
God doesn't promise you a good home.
也没有应允你有一个好的家。
There are a lot of Christians who live in very difficult homes.
有一些基督徒，他们是住在很不好的环境里面。
Sometimes there's abuse.
甚至会被不是很正常的待遇。
Sometimes one parent is not a believer.
也没有很好的。
So God doesn't promise every physical blessing to us.
神没有应允我们在我们肉体上的一切的事情。
But what are you promised in Ephesians chapter 1?
那神应允了哪些事情呢？在以弗所书第一章里面。
You are promised every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies.
在属灵，在天上属灵这一方面，我们是每一样事情都得到神的应允。
Paul is speaking of eternal blessings.
保罗是说我们的永恒生命的应允。
That's why Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, we as Christians, we focus not on the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen.
不是我们能够看到的，而是我们看不到的东西。
What are these spiritual blessings that you have in your account right now if you're a Christian?
我们基督徒，你现在有哪一些在属灵方面你拥有的？
We'll look down just under verse 3 and you see Paul list these spiritual blessings.
在以弗所书第一章，在第三节以后，就是保罗就是描述我们在天上我们看不到的福分。
In verse 4, he says, Christian, you have been chosen before the foundation of the world to be God's child.
在第四节里面就讲说我们是被拣选的。
That is a spiritual blessing. You are chosen to be his child.
我们被拣选，这是一个非常非常大的福分。
Verse 5, you've been adopted into God's eternal family.
第五节，我们被接收在神的家里面。
Verse 7, you've been forgiven of all of your sins.
第七节，我们。
You're good.
第七节是我们的罪得赦免。
Verse 9, you have been given the revelation of God's will for your life. It's a blessing.
第九节，神启蒙我们，他对我们的期望。
Verse 11, you've obtained an inheritance. You have an inheritance waiting for you in heaven.
第十一节，在天上我们可以继承他在天上为我们准备的东西。
Verse 13, you've been given the Holy Spirit who dwells within you.
13节是圣灵住在我们心里。
That's just in Ephesians.
这是几个在以弗所书里面的一些例子。
In James, we read that he gives us spiritual wisdom.
在还会给我们在属灵上的智慧。
In 2 Corinthians, we have spiritual comfort.
还有我们可以得到他的安慰，圣灵的安慰。
First Peter, we have a living hope.
我们有盼望。
First Corinthians 12, we receive spiritual gifts.
我们有圣灵的恩赐。
In 2 Peter, we have the spirit of sanctification working in us to cleanse us and perfect us.
我们被圣洁。
And in 1 John, we're promised glorification that one day we will be perfectly like Christ.
我们现在是荣耀神，有一天我们也会跟荣耀的神在一起，我们也一样的荣耀。
All of these things Paul is saying are already in your account.
这些全部都已经是应允给你的。
They've already been given to you.
已经都给了你。
If you ever get discouraged by your physical account,
如果我们在对我们身体现在这个肉体里面有灰心的地方
，about all the physical blessings that you may or may not have,
可能我们想要的没有的，在我们现在这个世上这个肉体的世界里面
，I just want you to toggle over to your spiritual account and look at that for a little bit.
在这个时候，就希望你不要忘记，就想到我们属灵上面的，去数算主的恩典。
Not too long ago, it was reported in 2020 that a woman died alone in a homeless shelter.
在2020年，有一位女性，她在无家可归的地方去世了。
And she was unaware that she actually had an $885,000 inheritance.
她在这个无家可归的地方的情况之下去世，他不知道事实上他是有$885,000的遗产。
I think this is a vivid picture of what many Christians experience.
这个有一些基督徒很不幸会是这个样子。
Christians are incredibly rich.But many never know it and therefore never experience it.
我刚才讲说基督徒有的时候会不幸会这种情况，并不是说那个钱，是说我们基督徒神给了我们所有的事，但是我们没有去享受到，没有去感受到我们是神给了我们这么多，我们是这么的富有。
4 years earlier, this woman's mother died.And left her daughter this inheritance.
这一位女性，她在去世的时候，四年以前，她的母亲去世的时候，留给她这笔遗产。
But no one was able to locate this woman who was living in the shelter.
但是没有人知道她找不到这位女性。
To give her this inheritance.
所以没有办法把这个遗产，他母亲去世的时候没有办法把这个遗产给他，因为找不到他。
Because there was no relationship between the mother and the daughter.
因为他跟他的母亲没有关系。
And this leads us to Paul's second point from our passage this morning.
从这一个故事，我们就讲到保罗的第二个想要告诉我们的。
Which is all the spiritual blessings that Christ has for us.
就是神要跟我们的关系。
Are only found and experienced in a relationship with Christ.
我们基督徒所有的就是要跟神的保持很亲密的关系。
I want you just to see that in verse 3. Look with me.
我们现在在看 以弗所书第一章第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ, in a relationship with Christ, with every spiritual blessing.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And so the point is that from the simple illustration from this woman to our spiritual relationship with Christ is no relationship, no blessing.
就好像刚才那一位女性，她跟她母亲没有亲密的关系，我们如果跟神没有亲密的关系，我们就没有属神的属天的这个福气，属灵的福气。
And that's what that leads us to our second point, which is this morning, saints focus on relationship.
所以我们要很注重这个亲密关系，亲戚。基督徒我们要很注重这个跟神的亲密关系。
Christians focus on relationship because we understand that we receive our blessings from God in the context of relationship.
我们基督徒要明白，我们跟神得到神的这些祝福是在神在跟我们跟神的关系的这个范畴里面。
We understand this on a human level. We understand this on a human level.
我们从我们世人的这个能够明白的这个层次来说。
There are special and unique blessings people get to enjoy when they are in a committed relationship to each other in marriage.
就好像这个婚姻的关系，两个人要有很坚强的很忠诚的盟约。
There are special blessings family members receive because they are in a committed relationship with their family.
一个家庭里面每一个家庭的成员也是有这个坚定的信心成员在家对家人的一种盟约一种约定。
And the same is true with God.
跟神我们跟神的关系也是一样。
God is not a genie.
神不是一个小精灵。
He is a person who blesses those who are in a faithful relationship with him.
他是一个个体，他保守我们，是我们跟他有亲密关系的他保守我们，赐给我们恩典。
Listen, there was a time for all of us when we were not in a relationship with God.
我们以前跟神没有关系的时候。
And therefore we were not eligible for these blessings.
我们就没有资格拿到这些祝福。
That's what Paul says in Ephesians 2 if you flip over one page.
就是在以弗所书第二章。
And let's read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
以弗所书第二章十二到十三节。
Paul says, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ, in a relationship with Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
以弗所书第二章十二到十三节，那时你们是在基督以外，与以色列国无份，在带有应许的约上是外人，在世上没有盼望，没有神。你们从前远离的人，现今在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经可以亲近了。
There was a time when you and I were wedded to this world.
我们在没有认识神以前，我们是以世界为准。
You were committed to yourself.
我们都以自我为中心。
Or you were committed to some idol.
我们的偶像，我们心里有一个崇拜的一个偶像。
That had really no power to bless you.
这些 都没有没有没有办法给我们任何的祝福。
But now by the grace of Christ, you have been wedded to Christ, to God.
但是借着神的恩典，我们可以跟神有很亲密的关系。
And because of that, you have inherited all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
我们就传承了所有的在天上属灵的福气。
To be in Christ is what Paul says means to be in a committed, faithful relationship to Jesus or with Jesus.
在这个经节里说在基督里，在基督里的意思就是说，我们要忠诚、坚定的，在跟神的关系。
The Bible likens God as our husband, and we His bride.
在圣经里面描述神是我们的先生，我们是他的心腹。
And when you are completely committed to your husband this way, all the blessings flow into your life.
所以我们如果坚定 很忠诚的对着我们的先生我们的丈夫我们就得到所有神的祝福
Everything that he owns is now in your possession
所有他有的我也有了
His life is now your life
他的生命就是我的生命
His future is now your future
他的未来就是我的未来。
His eternal security is now your eternal security.
他的永恒也就是我将来的永恒。
Because of your committed relationship to him.
因为有坚定的忠诚的
亲密关系。Listen to what Paul says in Romans 8:38 and 39. He says, For I am sure, Paul's committed to Christ. He's got a solid relationship with Christ.And he says, For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书第八章三十八到三十九节，因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的
How should we respond to all these blessings?
我们要怎么样回应这个神对我们的这些事情
What's the natural response when you realize that you have every spiritual blessing already in your account?
我们已经拥有了所有的神给我们的这些在我们的里面我们应该要怎么样回应呢
Worship
敬拜
Praise
赞颂答案就是敬拜赞颂
Here Paul is trying to elicit praise and worship from us.
保罗也告诉我们在这里就是我们要赞颂我们的神我们要敬拜我们的神
Paul is leading us to bless God for his blessings upon us
保罗告诉我们带领我们敬拜神
and that leads us to our third and final point which is saints have it all right? saints focus on our relationship because that's where the blessings come from and thirdlySaints bless their father.
从刚才讲的第一点第二点现在就带到第三点就是圣徒都要颂赞他们的父亲天上的父。
When God blesses us, he gives tangible blessings to us.
神给我们的是可以有见可有形有见的东西
But we cannot bless God in the same way.
但是我们不能做同样的事情
There is nothing that we can give God that he doesn't already have.
我们没有办法给神任何东西
When we bless God, it means to speak well of God.
我们只能颂扬颂赞他高举他
the word comes from the word eulogy or eulogize.
就是高声颂歌唱颂扬他。
You've gone to a funeral and you've heard someone give a eulogy.
好像去一个丧礼的时候，我们讲一个个这个去世的人的故事。
And what are they doing there? They're speaking well of that person.
我们都是讲高举这一位去世的人，讲他的在世的时候做的很好的事情。
This is how we bless God.
这就是我们也要应该有的对我们的神的态度。
We praise Him.
我们颂扬他。
We hallow His name.
我们大声赞扬他。
We worship Him.
我们敬拜他。
One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 103.
我最喜欢的诗篇103篇。
And I just want to read a few verses from 103 to you. You can turn there or you can just listen. I'll read in English and then Laura will read in Chinese. This is what King David said. This is David blessing God like we should. He says, Bless the Lord, O my soul.And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
诗篇103篇第一到第五节我的心啊，我要称颂耶和华，我要全心全意地称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，要称颂耶和华，不要忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免我一切的罪恶，医治我一切的疾病。他救赎我的生命，脱离死亡。以慈爱和怜悯环绕我，他以美物满足我的愿望，使我如鹰一般恢复青春。
Yes, and then he ends the psalm this way. He says, Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
诗篇103, 20到24节听从耶和华的命令遵行他吩咐的大能天使啊，你们要称颂他，侍奉耶和华，遵从他旨意的天君啊，你们要称颂他。耶和华所造的万物啊，要在他掌管的各处称颂他。我的心啊，要称颂耶和华。
Why are we called to bless God, our Father? Because it's from Him that all our blessings come from.
我们为什么要称颂？敬拜我们的主呢，因为他是我们一切的一切。
He is the source of every blessing, as James says. He says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change.
雅各书第一章十七节，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
All the blessings that God has given us are for two reasons.
我们神要做这些事情也是两个原因，有两个原因。
Number one, they're for your personal good.
第一个就是为了我们的好处。
And number two, they're for the praise of His glory.
第二就是要让我们荣耀他的名。
If you just look down at Ephesians chapter 1 with me, just look at why Paul is reciting these blessings. He says in verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace. Verse 6. Verse 12, he says, to the praise of his glory. And then verse 14, to the praise of his glory. Paul isexplaining to us that all these blessings that God is showering us with is for our good, but it's to rebound to His glory and to His praise.
以弗所书第一章第六节，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
This first section of Ephesians, this whole section, this first 14 verses of this book, is a call to worship.
这个圣灵是我们在基业的凭据，直到等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
You guys know how to worship. You guys know how to give praise because you do it every day.
我们知道怎么样敬拜，我们每一天也知道颂赞。
The issue is sometimes we bless the blessing more than the blesser.
但是我们有的时候我们是颂赞我们得到的福分，我们没有去颂赞给我们福分的这个源头，就是主耶稣基督。
You just look around, you see all different types of people blessing different people and different things all the time.
我们看看周围有很多人常常每天在祝福称赞一些事情。
Teenage girls are screaming and praising and speaking well of a famous boy band.
十几岁的女孩子参加男孩子的音乐会的那种疯狂的称赞。
Sports fans are praising, speaking well of their favorite teams.
球迷对于他们的球队或者是某一个球员的那种热爱疯狂。
Dads are telling everyone about their new Home Depot projects.
有一些父亲在家里面做到一些事情。就很高兴的跟人家分享。
Women are going on and speaking well about their favorite stores and the deals they got.
女士们可能会告诉人家哪一些服饰店是她最喜欢的。
And coffee drinkers are praising their favorite, you know, coffee bars, which, by the way, CBC coffee bar.
有喜欢喝咖啡的人可能就会特别强调或告诉别人哪一些咖啡店是他最喜欢的。
All Paul is trying to do from this passage in your life is just to read Ephesians and to bless God who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing.
保罗在以弗所书里面就是要我们念以弗所书，然后我们知道我们已经拥有所有的祝福福分。
What are some practical ways as we leave today to really bless God with our life?
我们每天能够做一些什么事情来颂扬我们的神呢？
Well, you're going to have to read the last three chapters of the book of Ephesians. You have to read the last three chapters of the book of Ephesians.
那要去念以弗所书最后三章。
The first three chapters explains to us who we are in Christ and all the blessings we've received.
我们前面是讲说我们得到了哪些福分。
The last three chapters explain to us how we live a life of praise and blessing to God.
下面三章就是以弗所书一共只有五章，下面三章是讲说我们怎么样来回应，我们应该怎么样生活来回应这个神的福分。
Paul says later in the book, some practical ways to praise God and to bless God is, number one, live like a saint.
保罗说，我们怎么样回应？那第一件事情就是我们的生活要像一个圣徒的生活。
Live a holy life.
过一个圣洁的生活。
Walk in a manner worthy of your calling.
在能够过圣洁的生活，听神的呼召。
Obey God's word.
我们听从顺从神的旨意。
Fulfill the role God has given you.
我们去做好我们该做神要我们做的事情。
Be faithful to God in the local church.
忠诚的对服侍神在教会里面。
And praise Him with your mouth.
用我们的口颂赞我们的神。
Shall we do that now?
我们是不是现在可以来这样子做呢？
Let's praise him with this very familiar doxology. Sing with me as Fonda plays on the piano.